Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. Hey friends, before we get started with the show, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been to Disney World, Disneyland, a Disney cruise, any of the Disney properties? I know for my family, it's one of our absolute favorite things to do. We've been to Disney World several times. We love it. When they say it's magical, it truly is. For us, it's a family favorite. So if you are planning any sort of Disney vacation, I want to give you the hookup. I know the best travel advisor who specializes in Disney. Her name is Lori Parks. If that name sounds familiar, Parks, yes, she is my wife. Lori is awesome at what she does. She loves all things Disney, passionate about it, and she wants to help you plan your trip. It can be confusing. The travel, what do we do when we get there? Where are we staying at? How do we get into the parks? She'll take care of it all. So, if you want a free, no obligation quote, I want you to contact Lori. You can do so at loriparks25@gmail.com. That's Lauri Parks25@gmail.com. Get with Lori. She'll give you that free, no obligation quote, and you guys can work out your next Disney vacation. It'll be a magical time that you and your family will cherish for years to come. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. I'm pumped. I have a good friend of mine, and I don't often bring people back a second time, right? We want you guys to hear a lot of people, but this man, Coach Travis Keel, is one, a good friend, two, an incredible human being, and also running a new program that I'm very excited about, very interested in learning more. Coach Keel has been a longtime teacher and coach at Mill Valley High School here in Kansas. He's a state championship coach, excellent teacher, and he's a dad, husband. He's got a couple of boys right now that are wrestling Division I. I'm sure we'll talk about that here in a little bit. So, Coach Keel, thanks for being on.
Hey, Coach Parks, I appreciate you having me on for a second time to introduce my new program that I'm starting up. But like I'm Travis Keel, been the head coach at Mill Valley High School for 22 years and 3 years at DeSoto High School. This is my 27th year of teaching. I got a couple more years to teach at Mill Valley High School before I can officially retire. But last spring after the state tournament, I retired officially from being the head wrestling coach. So now, this is one of my new endeavors, is to help coaches and mentor coaches and help them on their journey when they're dealing with their student athletes and their programs and communities, and kind of bringing people together and creating an awesome culture that the kids will benefit from.
Yeah. So, you know, you've been very successful as a coach and built that baby from the ground up. Right. So you kind of know every step along the way it takes to build this, you know, like you said, culture, a successful program, to have that strong culture, you know, and then also on the other side of it, you've been dad, and you've been dad to your own athletes. Right. So you kind of get to see both sides of that. Let's just kind of start with, so your program is called Climb. All right. Tell me about the genesis of it. Like, where did this thought come from? And, you know, you're one of those guys, you're super thoughtful. You and I had talked about this, you know, as you were looking to retire. But tell me about, you know, where did the thought process come from, and kind of how did it come together?
Okay. So like, as a coach, I've always, when I said I was going to be done coaching, I wanted to be a mentor to younger coaches, or any coach for that fact. But so, as I retired last year, I started thinking about ways to approach it, ways to do it. And those thoughts were in the back of my head. I would take notes, but really it didn't come to tuition until July 1st. I started putting things together. I started sitting down at the computer and coming up with a program, a curriculum on how I wanted to teach coaches and talk to coaches and help them in their journey, build a positive championship program with their student athletes, with their communities, with their school community, with the parents. And I came up with this curriculum. It's about 20 slides of a PowerPoint. And then I had to come up with the name. Coming up with the name was probably the hardest part to do. I mean, it took me about 4 to 5 hours to come up with the name. So I kept coming back to what is coaching like. And it was, I kept seeing this mountain. Like every day being a head coach is like climbing a mountain. And so I came up with the acronym CLIMB, and C stands for commitment, the L stands for leadership, the I stands for intentional, M stands for motivation, and B stands for belief. And that's kind of the structure of the program that I would talk to, say, for instance, go in to a school system and do an in-service with their head coaches or entire coaching staff. And it's about a 2-hour presentation. And I go in and give background on why it's important to build a strong culture. And then the acronym is the nuts and bolts, the things that I will talk about underneath each one of those bullets. And it's just it gets better each time I do it, because I want feedback from administrators and coaches. And every time I do it, I want to make it better for the next time. So that's kind of how it came about. Always going through being a head coach for 25 years, I was sitting in services at school for teaching, which is 100% needed. I mean, teachers need in service on our in service days, but I always thought, like, why can't we bring in someone to in service our head coaches or our coaching staff? And we get some credit for that without taking a day off, or without using our own money out of our own pocket to travel somewhere to these clinics. So that's kind of what I said I wanted to do. I want to be able to offer a service where I can go in and be that person that would in service an entire coaching staff. And it doesn't really matter what the sport is. I want to meet the needs of every coach in every sport or activity for that matter. But so I came up with a strong program, and like I said, it's going to evolve and it's going to get better. And eventually, when I'm done teaching in a couple of years, I want to go all over the country and get into school systems and help coaches on their journey, because I know how valuable that is to have that information and to have someone that you can talk to and that you can bounce ideas off of, and someone that can be there for you. Every one of us needs that. And I think it's important that young coaches understand that part of being a successful coach is growth, growth and development, as a person, as a husband, as a dad, as a teacher, and as a coach. You kind of got to hit all those areas in your life. And that's kind of what I talk about in the CLIMB program on how can you meet those needs to be the best version of you, so you can bring that to your student athletes daily. And there, I mean, there's a science to it. I mean, it's being a head coach is not easy, and it never will be easy, but I want to give people some things they can hang their hat on that maybe can help them make their journey better and help those around them become the best version that they can be. And I'm not really talking about winning. I'm talking about building strong people of character. What are we doing for our student athletes that's going to impact them for 5 years down the road? I mean, that's a real big thing I'll talk about. What are we doing today that's going to help them in 5 years? And I want them to be able to answer those questions daily. And it's really not about winning and losing, but winning could be a byproduct of this if done correctly. And you watch how you shape your culture and mold your student athletes. But that's where it came from. I sat there, it was in services, and I wanted to be able to, I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I said in the back of my head, I always said, man, I would like to to do this in school someday for coaches. And that's kind of where I'm at now. That's the journey I'm on now, and I'm excited about it. I'm passionate about it. I mean, I love coaching. I love teaching, and I'm just going to be I want to be coaching people. It's just going to be different. We'll coach the coaches to coach their people.
Yeah, it's so a program like this is vital. Whenever you very first told me your thoughts on this, you know, we had talked on the phone, and right away I was like, man, you got to do it. One is you've been there, done that, and you've done it very well. Not just winning a state title, right? You've produced a mm-hmm. lot of great athletes, but a lot of great athletes who have gone on to be good young men, who have gone on to be highly successful in other areas. Which, like you said, 5 years from now, we want to see where they are, what are they doing, have they learned these lessons. But also, it brings me back to the thought, Coach Heath Esslinger, we had talked about this before, but he said, you know, here he was a D1 wrestler, a great wrestler. And, you know, when he got his first high school coaching job, he said he interviewed, and of course he had the background, but he gets the job, and he said it was almost like, congratulations, you're our head coach, good luck. And he ran a great program, and he was very successful doing that. And then he became a Division I. So he went from high school to being a Division I head coach at Tennessee Chattanooga. And he said it was like he interviewed and then got the job, and it was almost like, hey, you got the job, good luck, you know. And he was able to kind of figure it out and do well. But the ups and downs, right, the mountain that you're talking about, the peaks and the valleys that happen along the way. So I don't think that is abnormal, his experience. I think a lot of us coaches, maybe you were an assistant coach for a while, then you got a head coaching job, or maybe you had a very successful career as an athlete, maybe a football player, wrestler, baseball player, whatever. And then you go in and you end up getting a head job. Well, I think a lot of people don't realize, like, when you're a coach, a head coach, you're a CEO, right? So are you coaching your athletes on the X's and O's? Like 100%. But you're also teaching them how to be people of character. You're helping them, you know, making sure that they're doing well in school. So if you got 60 athletes, you have 60 different individuals you're working with. You have your own coaching staff that you're working with. You have the school administration you're working with. You have the parents you're working with. You have to PR in the community. Like, there are so many things that go into it. And a lot of people get overwhelmed and they just don't know, like, they just kind of throw their hands up. I don't know where to start or how to do this, right? And it becomes very frustrating. And then there's like nowhere to go. Now, hopefully they have some other coaching friends, but with your program and your mentorship, it gives them some place to go. And I've long believed this. Leaders are often pouring themselves into others, but who's pouring into that leader, right? So if we look at pastors, if we look at pastors of churches, a lot of pastors don't make it very long. And then they change professions, right? They just get burned out because mm-hmm. they're always pouring into people, but who's pouring into them? Okay, so it's kind of the same thing. And that goes for a CEO of a company or, you know, a head wrestling coach. So what you're doing is incredibly valuable. Now, I don't want you to give away all your secrets, but kind of tell me, you know, what do coaches need? What do parents need? What do athletes need? Kind of go through the CLIMB acronym for me and just give us a little hint of each maybe.
So I'll kind of go through it, but I think like what most important thing a coach needs to be able to do is have clarity of their vision and their mission and their values and their process, and be able to articulate that to their group, to their student athletes, to their parents, to their administrators. And I just in this short time I've been working with people, people have really been excited about that portion of it. Like, how do you set up a vision? How do you create that mission and the values and the process that people are going to get excited about and buy into, so you can knock down barriers? But that's my big thing, is like the clarity of your vision, and you want those to see it. Not only you see it, but you want to get other people to see it daily. So like at Mill Valley, we talk about our five pillars of Jaguar style wrestling. So it's academics, accountability, positive attitude, mental approach, technique, and positioning. That's our five pillars. And that's kind of what we built things on. And I want to teach, young coaches, older coaches in the middle of their career, on how to maybe do this better. And like I tell them, I want you to be able to hand those people in your program document that shows them what you're doing is good for your student athletes and the people in your program, and this is where you're going to take them. And then you have your administrators that have it. You have your parents, student athletes, your assistant coaches, and everybody has that. And it's a lot easier to conduct business daily when you have that and you have clarity of vision so that the people in your program know where they're going and they know the process. And it's not a magic one. It's just culture is what you do every day. And it's a buzzword now, but it's what you do every day that's good, and it's what you do every day, and it could be bad. So it's accumulation, what you do every day over time, and what you want people to say about your program when they come in contact with you. And we do a lot of talking about that. But like, so the first C is commitment. The first thing I talk about is coaches being committed to themselves. And we've had this conversation before, and I think it's so important that coaches are doing things to take care of themselves, to self-care, so they can be the best version of themselves, so they can help their people. If Coach Keel's still coaching and he's not taking care of himself, I don't think I'm going to be the best coach for my student athletes that season, that day, that week, that month. So I really talked to them about, so if I was at a presentation, that would be the first bullet. I would have them write down, what do you do to take care of yourself daily? And then I'd tell my story. This is what Coach Keel did. He'd get up 5 a.m. at the gym at 5:30, get my workout in, doing a little scripture reading, doing a little chapter book reading of whatever book I'm reading at that time, and dealing with myself before I go to school and deal with others. So I would have them, is this something that you already do? Is it something that you need to do better? Or are you even doing anything in this area? So it's getting them to learn, reflect, evaluate, grow with every little bullet point that I'm talking about. And I want them to, I want them to create their own things off of what I'm presenting to them, not take Coach Keel's plan that I had at Mill Valley, because it may not be them. Mm-hmm. Whatever they create as a coach, you need to be you. And that's, I reiterate that to them over and over. What do you want them to see from you? What type of person are you? That needs to come through in your message to your people and your vision, your clarity of vision. And then I'll go to the L, and that's where I talk about leadership. Do you have a purpose for why you're leading this team? Hopefully it's to build student athletes of character through your activity or sport. And then I talk to them about being passionate about it. The kids will all, you can't fake passion.
Yeah.
The kids, I mean, when you show up to a team meeting, to a workout, you need to bring those leadership skills of your purpose and your passion every day. And that needs to shine through so your kids understand what's going on and how you're doing it and why they need to do the things that they're doing to make them a better person. And I think a leader is just not a title. A leader is someone that makes those around them better daily. And you're bringing them the best out in them at the most important time when they need it. So, for instance, like you and I, the most important time for our wrestlers would be regionals and state tournament. Are we bringing out the best in them at those moments in their athletic career? And I'm not really talking about winning, losing themselves. Did they give themselves an opportunity to perform to the best of their ability? Mm-hmm. And that's what a leader does. They get them comfortable and lead them to that point to where they can be successful. And then they can use those things 5-10 years down the road. The great thing about, like, I retired last March, and the messages I got, Coach Parks, were none of them were about, like, hey, Coach, remember the time I won the state championship? Hey, Coach, remember the time? None of them were about winning wrestling matches. It was about like, hey, coach, thanks for holding me accountable and teaching me character. I'm a better husband. I'm a better dad. I'm a better employee. I'm a better son, daughter. I mean, those were the messages that I got via text, via Facebook, via email. And that's kind of what I set out to do. But like, you don't really know until it's over, until you get those messages. And that's what I was hoping to do. But to get those messages and hear those things and see those things, but these kids really, or these adults now, didn't really talk about winning state titles.
Yeah.
They talked about how the sport of wrestling helped them become a better person. And that was what I wanted to do. I started out coaching, and I'm just glad that I got to make that happen. And it was a lot of hard work. And sometimes you're on those days and you're like, I don't know if I am doing that job correctly. Okay. And because you question yourself, and some of these slides I go through it's a lot of verification for coaches too, that they are doing the right things. And sometimes in my career, I would go to a clinic and be like, I am doing that thing, that whatever it is, whether it's culture, whether it's a technique, whether it's showing gratitude, whatever it is, it's just a verification of them maybe doing the right things. Now maybe they can get one or two things from my presentation. And then the next one is the I is for intentional. I talked to a lot of people and about my program, and I asked them, like, some of the people that I know pretty close, could you tell me, like, which one of these you think I am the most? I talked to others and they said intentional. That we just thought you were a very intentional coach. The way you approach things, and I don't know if I ever really worked on that, Chad, a bunch, but I'm glad that people seen that, because I mean, I did try to do that, be intentional daily to bring the big outcome at the end, whether it be state championships or winning kids wrestling their best. I mean, right now I was really intentional about showing gratitude every day. Try to show gratitude, be grateful and thankful for getting to go to the practice room. Modeling that for the kids. I would do lessons like, hey, I need you guys tomorrow. I need you to go to the lunchroom and I need you to tell the lunch people thank you. Tell them you're grateful because they're here. Or a janitor. You know how school system's been the last couple of years. Those people are hard to find. Secretary. So last year I had the kids do several times throughout the year, hey, would you please go tell the principals that you're grateful for and that you're thankful for them. And I think being intentional about things like that and kids seeing you model it and you having them do it, it really hits home with them. And I think that's just more than talking about it. I want them to act on it. And that's what I want. I want to offer coaches, like, hey, are we intentional about being grateful and doing your job and coaching your student athletes and being grateful for representing your school community? Because someone would like that job. So make sure you're being grateful in the job, that you're modeling that behavior for your people. And I think that's so important. I mean, we've always talked about intentional, but I mean, that was good that people shared that with me about, hey, coach, we really thought you were an intentional coach. And sometimes I thought it was more like OCD, but it was intentional. Like I would just hammer things home and build things into the practice schedule that I wanted to see later down the road. But I think that's, out of all these, I think the eye is the most important. And like I said, I'm just giving you guys one bullet right now, but there's about 7 to 8 bullets underneath each of these topics that I'm talking about. And then the M stands for motivation. And I get to that, I talk about like a coach has to be excited and energized every day. Every day you got to bring that to your student athletes. And sometimes maybe you have to fake it, but I think I never had to do that probably the last 10 years, Chad. It's something that when I go to school, the kids know I have energy and they know I'm excited to be there. And I think that just, that does wonders for them and their energy. And they're like, man, this coach has got a lot of energy and excitement. We want to work for him. And I do that to this day. I stand in the hallway. I fist bump every student that comes by and tell them to have a great day. And when you bring energy and excitement and you can make one person's day a little bit better because of that, you're doing your job. Mm-hmm. But I try to make everybody's day better when I come in contact with them. And that's what I want coaches to see. And again, we're not talking about winning and loss, wins and losses. We're talking about energy, excitement for being in school and helping these kids get better at what they're doing and really creating better people. And then the B stands for belief, believing in yourself as a coach, believing in your vision, mission, and values that you want to bring to your people. You have to believe strong in that. I mean, you can't be half-hearted into your program, the curriculum you're trying to teach. It has to be 100% belief on your part. And when you believe in yourself, others are going to start to believe in you. And then the belief in your student athletes. Like I always try to find positive in my students, in my student athletes, and believe in them because they need that. When I just remember being a student athlete, I had great coaches. And when those coaches believed in me, man, I felt like I could do anything. Mm-hmm. And it takes, and that's what you want to be. You don't want to tear them down, knock them down. You want them to know that, like, hey, Coach Gill believes in me. Nah, he believes I could do this. I could do it.
Yeah.
And people did that for me. And I've just tried to really do that in my career. I just want that message to be to these coaches and these in-service or these mentoring sessions, like believe in yourself, but more importantly, believe in your student athletes and help them believe in themselves so they can be the best version of themselves. But that's kind of, I gave you one bullet on each of the acronyms for the word CLIMB, and it's important to me. And this is not, it's not anything other than Coach Keel that I created, and the things that are in this presentation are very important to me and how I conducted business in our program daily to build strong people with character. Mm-hmm. And I get some of the things I get from books. Some of it's been from other coaches, but like it was my framework on how I built things at Mill Valley High School for 22 years. And it was really important to me. And I want coaches to understand that this is very doable. If Travis Gill can start from scratch at Mill Valley High School in 2000 and build something that is good for kids, anyone can do it. You got to have the correct plan. You got to have some commitment. You got to have the work ethic. But that's what I want to help people do. Because it feels so good to get to the end of my career knowing that I help people. And I'm not, I mean, if I would have never won state titles or had state champions, I think I still would feel satisfied just because I was helping kids and helping be the best versions of themselves. But that's the gist of the program, and that's what I want to bring to people, the hope that they can do it. And some people do it way better than Coach Keel already. And I'm not saying Coach Keel's way is the best way or I know everything. I made mistakes. I'm not perfect, but I want to help people help kids. And this is my passion now, my vehicle to help coaches. I think I can reach more student athletes through coaches right now. So it's going to be like at Mill Valley, Coach Q had his student athletes, but now I can have student athletes all over the country that I'm helping through coaches. And that's really important to me because you and I both had great coaches. We had great athletic experiences in high school and college. And I want every kid that's in a sport to have that opportunity. And I think, without great coaches, Coach Q would not be where he is today. Not at all. The guys that believed in me and the guys that guided me, I mean, they were doing this stuff back in the 80s. And some of the things that I talked about are from those guys, Coach Jody Thompson, Coach Mark Longacre, Coach Mike Boyd. I mean, some of the things I'm talking about is things that they did in the 1980s that helped me be a good student athlete and be the best version of myself. And I just want to help coaches do that, because like you do it. I mean, I see you do it every day. I mean, every time we wrestle, your kids believe in you. They TCO, I mean, they believe in it, and they will wrestle hard for you, because I mean, I've been on the other end of wrestling your guys. They're tough. And why are they tough? Well, they're tough. And they believe in the system, and they believe in you. And that's enough. And that's what we're after.
Hey, fan friends. Hey, support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man could buy. So if we look at most t-shirts, they're way too tight in the wrong areas, right? So they're tight on your stomach, or they're big and boxy. They just don't fit well. But these True Classic tees, they taper off toward the bottom. They fit tight around the chest, the shoulders, the arms. And really, they show off your greatest attributes. So if you're wearing a t-shirt, you want to be able to throw it on confidently, right? These are the type of shirts that you'll choose to wear every single day. And they don't just stop with shirts. True Classic also has shorts, joggers, underwear, socks, hats. This is a man's brand. Go to trueclassic.com and check out their shirts. And for a limited time, you can use the code COACHP25, that's COACHP25, to get a 25% discount. I often talk on the show about sort of universal principles, right? Principles that we can apply in various places. And what's beautiful about that is, as you were going through and giving us one point for each of those, there wasn't a single thing I heard in there that couldn't be used as a teacher or by a teacher who didn't coach, right? So, and I've heard this, I can't take credit for it. I think my dad said it at one point, I've heard other places, but like, good coaching is teaching, right? And good teaching is coaching. So if someone was the art teacher and they've never been around a sport, if they're a really good teacher, they're essentially coaching people up. And that football coach, when he's coaching really well, he's teaching people, you know, so it all goes together. But, you know, all these things you're talking about in Climb, first off, I think that's a phenomenal idea, doing it in service strictly for coaches, because I think every school should be doing that for their coaches. But I also think that you could walk right into the regular teaching in service, and this is excessively valuable. Like, I would love to set in this in service as a teacher and get to go through every one of these things that I could apply in the classroom, as well as getting to apply it, you know, with my athletes. The CEO of a company is a good coach, right? So those CEOs could take these same principles and get their leaders, right? Because if you're a CEO, mm-hmm. leaders in different areas, train them up in this. And now the impact is growing and it's growing and it's growing, right? So those are all things that I think 100% could and will be in the future going out with your program, right? So, but I also want you to talk a little bit about, and you've mentioned it, the mentoring piece, because if you go in and you give an in-service and maybe it's to just the wrestling program, or maybe it's mm-hmm. to all the coaches in the school, but as a coach, I can't even explain how valuable it would be. And you've been a great resource for me, my dad, Coach Gonzalez, Coach Thompson. So if I have something in my assistant coaches, if I have something I'm trying to figure out, right, I go to other coaches. Hey, what would you do in this situation? What's your suggestion on this? Or I just see you do it, right? I may see you do something with your athletes and make, hey, Coach Kill, like, why were you doing that or whatever, right? Because I want to know, because you run a great program. So, but for a coach to be able to jump on the phone or send you a text and be like, hey, coach, like, can we jump on the phone tonight? And then he could just say like, hey, I got to do a better job communicating with my parents, but I don't really know how. How do mm-hmm. I do that? And then you give him concrete advice. You give him that. Or maybe he just says, man, like, I'm struggling with doing this all week long and being because most coaches, teachers, not all, but teaching all day long, coaching all day long, only see my kids for a couple hours before they go to bed, being gone all day on Saturday. I'm having trouble like being a family man and being a coach. How do I deal with it? Right. So tell me a little bit about the mentoring, because man, that's so valuable.
Okay. So my program is twofold. Like the first part we just talked about, like where I go in and I in service a coaching staff, a school system, all their head coaches. And the second piece to this is I mentor head coaches through their coaching season. I've had three meetings already so this first year, I'm just going to do wrestling coaches. Currently, I have 8 coaches that are signed up. And right now, I'm going through the process of meeting with them face-to-face, one-on-one in the first meeting. So I go down, I've had 3, and I take a goal sheet down for them. I go through their strengths as a coach, as a person, and their areas of concern as a coach and a person. And then we go over their program strengths and their program areas of concern. And then we go through that one by one. And I talk to them about being a better, we want to do this so you can be a better dad, husband, teacher, coach. And like there, I have the curriculum is going to start October 17th on a Monday. The mentoring group is going to meet via Zoom just like this. And each week I'll have topics. So I'm going to take them through 20 weeks, starting October 17th on a Monday night at 7:00. We'll be in a Zoom group. And I will take them through 20 different topics that'll take them from October 17th all the way until after the state tournament. And I got the topics. The first topic is going to be how to create a brand, vision, mission, values, and process for your program that all can, you have that clarity of vision that all can buy into. And so when they're getting ready for these parent meetings, team meetings, they have something concrete that they can hand these people. But like you said, also my mentees will have full access to Coach Keel, not only on Monday nights during the Zoom. If they're having this problem on Wednesday, they'll shoot me a text and we'll create a time to talk. And so they have access to me whenever they need it in the evening after school's out. And then probably the guys that are close, I'm going to go in and watch the practice, evaluate the practice. And then I got guys in Southeast Kansas, Wichita, several around here in Kansas City, where maybe over Thanksgiving break, Christmas break, I hit the ones that are far away and I go and I watch them practice and take some notes, or there are certain things that they want me to watch for, or if they want me to run a practice for them. All that's an option for them. But like you said, it's so valuable to have someone to talk to, someone that you can bounce things off of. And I've done this in the past, but I haven't, like when you've asked me a question in the past, I'll answer the question, but maybe I don't do a good enough job because I have my own problems and questions about my own team. And I didn't feel like I was answering those questions to your satisfaction or others' satisfaction. People, because I had things going on that I wasn't 100% in tune with the person asking me the question. Now that I'm retired from coaching, I'm 100% in tune and I'm present for that person. And I'm going to work hard to help get through this, because chances are I've probably had the same thing happen, because I've had a lot of great experiences and opportunities. And I mean, pretty much I've seen everything being a head coach for 25 years. And like you said earlier, like Coach Essinger, when you're a young coach, they hand you the keys and say, here, go. And there's really, you're looking around and you're like, what am I supposed to do? And there's some young coaches right now that are first year head coaches. And just after one meeting with them, I've given them a list of 36 things that they need to do before the season starts. And they were like, man, this is awesome. I wouldn't have known what to do. So like in the first meeting, I hand them this and I'm like, here's your checklist. You need to start checking these things off before your season starts. And it's anything from fundraising to ordering gear to buses to hotels to making sure your schedule is correct to meet with your assistant coaches and going over their assigned duties for the season and having a team meeting and having a parent meeting and setting up your banquet, senior, just a whole, there's 36 things that I shared with them that needed to be done. And it's valuable things for them, especially a guy that's been handed the keys for the first time. And to me, like, it doesn't take me that long to help someone like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things, like, I don't have to look anywhere, and it's just a conversation. And if I can make them feel comfortable and help them on their journey for that day, then that's what I want to do. But the mentoring sessions are going to be, I mean, they're going to be really good, and they're important to me. Like I said, I got a 20-week curriculum for the people, and they're going to get a lot out of it. And I have some coaches that have been coaching 20 years, some 10, some first, second year. It really is for anyone. And the group itself, just having a group to talk to is so important. And that's one of the things that I talk in my presentation about, is like having a board of directors in your life, like people you can bounce things off of, like my wife, other coaches, my dad, other teachers, like people that you want on your board of directors that are going to make you grow as a person, as a coach. And I think that's so important to have that circle in your life. And I just, for these coaches, I want to be a piece, part of that, and piece of their puzzle to help them on their journey. And I'm really passionate about it. And it's something I love to, I mean, I love to talk coaching. I can talk coaching for 20 hours. Like, it's just something that I love to do. And some days I was good at it, some days I wasn't, but I want to help people. And the mentoring piece is probably the biggest part of it, Chad, to where people have access to me, and that one-on-one is invaluable for the coaches. And I want to make it great for them.
Yeah. All the highest level people I know. Right. And I mean, I've been so blessed to bring a lot of really successful people on this podcast from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And the highest level people I know, almost all of them have coaches in their life. People who run billion-dollar companies, they have coaches, you know. And it's funny because whenever we're younger, we have teachers and we have coaches and we have people that kind of mold us, and they're there for us and guide us. And then we become adults, and all of a sudden we try to be an island and independent ourselves. And man, like, first off, we don't have time to learn everything. Second, we don't have time to make all the mistakes either. So finding someone who's kind of been there, done that, that can coach you along, it's invaluable. Mm-hmm. Okay. So sort of another thought, I'm currently reading a book. It's called Strength to Strength. And okay. Coach Todd Durkin, he is his trainer and just a phenomenal coach. Actually had him on my podcast not too long ago. He's got a great podcast, the Impact Podcast. And so I was listening to it, and he's talking about strength to strength. And so it reminded me of what you're doing right now, right? So in this, I'll use Coach Durkin as the example. He runs a gym, Fitness Quest 10, out in California. He trains all kinds of NFL players. Michael Chandler, who's one of the top UFC prospects, was a multi-time in Mizzou in wrestling. He's Michael Chandler's personal strength conditioning coach. And he runs a huge coaching mentoring program, lots of things like that. But he said he read this book, and he's kind of on the second half of his career. He's kind of phasing out some of the fitness trainer part and getting more into the coaching and mentoring part like you're doing. And what's beautiful about it is one of his strengths was, and he's still really good at, the physical fitness part and training people and strength training people. But now in this second part of his life, he is also really good and become even more passionate about kind of what you said a while ago, getting the opportunity to be where your feet are and fully focus and to put your presence into that person that you're working with, right? So I kind of feel like that's what you're doing right now. You're going from something you were awesome at, coaching.
Yeah,
you're now absolutely. moving to that second strength, which is getting to coach coaches. And like you said, and through that, getting to impact mm-hmm. even more people. So just talking about you personally, man, I want to brag on you a little bit because you're a phenomenal coach, phenomenal human being. And I think you have a lot of gifts and strength, but I'm real excited for you. I'm excited for this program and the impacts on having people. And I'm also really excited for you that you're moving into this sort of, I don't want to say second half of your life, but this sort of second strength that you have that is going to impact so many people. So what is it about kind of moving into this second career strength, whatever you want to call it, that that just sort of gets the juices going for you, man? That, because when you do something you love doing, it energizes you. It does, man. It just fills you up. So what is it about this that kind of gets your juices going and fills you up?
Well, like you said, like I am excited about it, but my wife handed me a book back in July called Pivot. Mm. And it was talking about this. Like I read one chapter, Chad, and I put the book down and I started typing. But it was talking about like taking your strengths from this phase of your life, phase of your career, and then creating something off of those attributes and the things that you were good at to do something in the second half of your life that you're done coaching now. Now you got to be passionate about something. So, I mean, I talked about like doing real estate and my wife, she said like, why don't you do something that you're good at and passionate about? And she handed me that book called Pivot. And that's where kind of like where my passion started hitting the keyboard and I started working on this curriculum and that's where it came from. And like I'm very excited about it. And like, when I get started on this, I want to get my own coach in the area of business. Like I'm going to seek out a business coach to help me knock down some of these barriers of the business world. And being a good businessman as I approach this and making it the best it can be. So I'm going to have to be reaching out to folks to help me grow in certain areas that I need help with. And I'm 100% in on that. Like I want to learn about business. I want to learn more about helping people. I want to learn more about creating leaders. And so maybe someday I can go into the business force and help businesses work on their culture or help a dad or help a wife or help a son. Like these things I'm talking about are for anybody. They're things that will help anybody doing anything. But my avenue right now is going to be helping the coaches reach their student athletes. But I can see this in several years going branching off to other areas but I'm going to need some coaching in some areas and I'm looking forward to grow also reading books and just consuming myself kind of like I did with the wrestling. Now I'm doing that with this. I got three books right there like that I'm reading at the same time. One's called The Attributes, one's called Energy Bus, and one's called Atomic Habits. So I'm kind of like reading all of those right now and just trying to soak up as much knowledge as I can so I can be a good mentor for the people that I'm working with. Mm. And understanding that I still need to grow a bunch. I mean, I'm still learning, I'm still working, I'm still trying to better myself in all those areas also.
Yeah. Yeah. That growth mindset, you know, that's a big part of, I think, why you were so successful as a wrestling coach and as a human being and, you know, why you're going to be so successful with this program that you're running. And then also you're doing what you're offering, right? You're offering coaching to people, but like mm-hmm. you said, you're going to find a business coach to help you in that area. And I think that's what we got to do, man. Anything we want to be great at, like find somebody who's been there, who's done that, who can guide you and who can help you along the way. You got to put in the effort. You got to jump in there and kind of take the bull by the horns. But having somebody guide you is huge. If you don't know where you're going, you're just running around, right? So let somebody help you figure out exactly where you're going.
Yeah, and that's what this is all about. There's a lot of people out there that are good at a lot of areas, and that's my message to these people in these in-services and my mentor coaches is reach out. Don't, if someone offers something, take them up on it. Because if they're saying it, they want to help you. And just getting people, because sometimes us coaches, we're hard-headed sometimes. We don't like to reach out for help. Yep. And we'll stay in our little area, bulled up, and we'll just keep fighting it off until it becomes a big problem for us. And then I want to teach people it's okay to reach out. It's okay to ask for help. And I think you'll grow faster if you have that that attitude and wanting to have that growth mindset. And I think that's where you're going to knock down barriers, and that's where you're going to be successful on the other side. Because you, like, struggle is not going to go away. Mm. The hard times are not going to go away. I mean, I don't. And that's one thing I did. I never prayed for things to get easier. I always prayed for the strength to get through the hard times. Don't make it easier. I need the strength. So help me have the strength to do that. And that's kind of what going and seeking help from someone is, like having the strength and to be able to go ask for that. That's a strong person.
Yeah.
That knows they need to grow and they'll ask for help.
Yeah.
And I think we can get that message out to people. I mean, I just think it'll help them in their career a lot faster. They won't be chasing their tail as much, spinning their wheels and not getting anywhere. Like the work you put in as a coach, you want to make sure you're advancing in the direction you want to go instead of going backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all that's part of that climb, you know, whenever you, and I've got to see your logo, which is a really cool logo, but if somebody were to go climb a mountain and they had zero experience climbing a mountain, they probably wouldn't just go do it alone. If they did, they'd be foolish, right?
Yes.
You'd have to do a little research to go climb a mountain. Mm-hmm. And even better, go with somebody who's been there and done that and can show you the ropes, you know? And so it's the exact same thing here in our coaching life. All right. I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen to our first episode. I don't know if I asked you this question the first time or not, but even if I did, it could have changed a little bit, but I always like to ask people this, you know, God has given everybody different gifts and abilities and talents, and he even tells us to use those talents well. I want to call it your genius. So if you could just narrow it down, what would you say your genius is?
Well, I don't know if I'm a genius at anything, Chad, but like, I think I'm really good at building and forming relationships with people. I mean, I just, from where I came from how I grew up, it's just always been an easy thing for me to do is build a relationship with people that I'm either working with, they're on my team, and just really get to know people and make them smile, make them trust you and bring out their best. But I think that would be, if I look back on a 25-year coaching career, I would say I was pretty good at building relationships with my student athletes and those people I came in contact with and building relationships for the greater good, like down the road, like the journey and having people to lean on and they lean on you. I feel that, like, after looking back, I probably wouldn't have said it 5 years ago, but after being able to look back on my career, I think that's what I would say is just the ability to build relationships with people and all kinds of people. doesn't matter if they're an athlete. I mean, still to even in my class today, like I build relationships with everybody, not just athletes. Like I like to hear about the kids in the art room, kids in drama. Like I want to know what their passion is, and I build relationships with everybody that I come in contact with. And I think people would say that.
Yeah, that's, in my opinion, one of the best gifts and abilities and forms of genius to have. And relationships are so important because it allows you to have a positive impact in somebody's life and for them to have a positive impact in yours as well. You know, it's huge. So, well, Coach, how can people get a hold of you to, you know, one, maybe bring you into their school or into their program to speak to their coaches or their athletes, or maybe an administrator to bring you in to speak to all the coaches, or if somebody wants to jump into your mentoring group?
Okay. So like I have an email that I created. It's called tkclimbcoaching@gmail.com. So tkclimbcoaching@gmail.com. And then I'm still on social media at CoachKeel24 on Twitter. Same thing on Instagram and Facebook, Travis Keel. Phone number is 913-645-6050. And that's kind of how I've been doing things. I see, like, probably here in a while, getting social media for climb coaching out, possibly a website, maybe this summer, but with teaching and still doing certain things. Like, it's kind of just been people reaching out to me, but I am going to get some social media things out there here in the near future to where, because I want to get some content out and share it with people that to market it and get things out there so people know about our program. But that's, they want to reach out through phone, through email, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm on those places. So they can reach out that way and just leave a message and I'll get back with them. But I'd love to, I got several things on the horizon here where I'm going to go out and speak to a couple places. I've been down in Salt Little Rock, down at 13 camp. This summer, I spoke to all the head coaches that were at the team camp. I've been to Cherryville, Kansas. Coach James Renfro's principal there. I went and spoke to his coaching staff. I'm going to Shawnee Mission Northwest here in a couple weeks. I got Nevada, Missouri. We're going to solidify a date. So, and then, like I said, I got 8 people that are going to be in the mentor program so far. So, I mean, people reach out via those email, phone number, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'll be happy to get back with them. I want to help, and I want to get this information out there to help people.
I will put that information in the show notes so everybody listening can check the show notes. You'll be able to get Coach's email address, be able to get his phone number, those things. And, you know, this program, Coach just got it. He's been working on it, got it all put together, is just launching it. So you're getting in on, I won't say the exact ground floor because he's already out there. You know, he's already out there running and gunning and working with coaches and programs. But I can say personally, after a lot of years of knowing one another, a lot of years of coaching against you, a lot of time spent where you and I were, I was driving someplace and you were driving someplace and we were on the phone for an hour, hour and a half, just chit-chatting. You know, this is a, this program is going to be so valuable for coaching staffs, going to be so valuable for individual coaches. So if you're a new coach out there, especially, get with Coach Keel so you can learn the ropes and figure out how to do it. And like Coach said earlier, do it your way, but do it in a way that's going to allow you to put yourself in a position for success, right? We're not just talking wins. And I think wins will be a byproduct. But you're going to put yourself in that position. If you're a coach like me, who's been coaching for 20 years, get a hold of Coach Keel. Make sure you have a mentor. Make sure you have somebody who's pouring into you, because I don't know anyone who's got it all figured out. And we should always have this growth mindset and trying to get better. And so if you're still in the coaching program, if you're still in a coaching position right now, I cannot recommend enough reaching out to Coach Keel and see how you can get connected and become a part of this program. So, Coach, I want to tell you thank you for jumping on, for sharing with us, and thank you for not only what you did as a coach for your wrestlers, your athletes, for us here in the state of Kansas, but what you're continuing to do. And I'm excited about the national impact that you're going to make upon coaches And I know that as you impact the coaches in a positive way, that's going to impact their athletes in a positive way. And that's just sending out a lot of ripples, a lot of butterfly wings that are flapping right now, the butterfly effect of a lot of really good stuff happening down the road. So thank you.
And I want to thank you, Coach, for having me on to talk about my new Climb coaching and mentoring program for coaches. I really appreciate what you do for people. You inspire a lot of people with your podcast, and I'm one of them. So, I mean, I listen to them once a week when I'm exercising, and things hit me and things get me going. And I think it's very important that we do these things for one another and the people out there, because you and I have had a lot of great opportunities and experiences, and in our heart, we're supposed to share and help people get better. And that's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to continue to do. So I appreciate your help. And thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. All right, everybody. Well, this has been Coach Travis Keel, and I will have all of his information in the show notes. And this has been another episode of Coach Peace Perspective. May God bless you, smile upon you, and give you peace. Till next time, we're out. Hey, I want to thank my friends over at Titan Nutrition for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know if you use supplements. I'm a supplement guy. I'm really into health, wellness, fitness, training, exercising, and eating right, but I also like to supplement. So if you're looking for great proteins, multivitamins, a creatine supplement, whatever it is, Titan Nutrition has got you covered. You can check them out at titannutrition.net. And if you use the code COACHP, you'll get a 10% discount plus free shipping. And right now, probably one of my favorite products is Pump. It's Pump Hydro, which is a nitric oxide stack. It's going to increase that nitric oxide. Basically, you want to be more vascular. You want to get a good pump when you're working out. This is the product for you. I use a lot of the products. That's the one I'm pretty excited about right now. To say I'm actually kind of pumped about right now. Throw a dad joke in there for you. So go check them out at titannutrition.net. Again, use the code COACHP for a 10% discount and free shipping.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P will never stop.